With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. If your after-tax income fell in 2022, you're not alone. Stats Canada put out a new report on that this morning, showing the median income fell 3.4% from 2021 to $70,500. That's a loss of $2,500. There is a reason why. Remember, during the pandemic, the federal government rolled out CERB and other programs. Well, by 2022, those were being phased out. The report also measured poverty. In 2022, almost 10% of Canadians were living below the line, about 3.8 million Canadians. If you go to the OPP detachment after hours, there's a change you'll need to be aware of. There's a new public access calling system at all the West Region detachments. The e-phone replaces the old handset phone that was used for decades. It's a touchscreen-based system that connects to the OPP communication center, just like the old one. 9 properties will be demolished in downtown Wheatley. They're all either on Erie Street North or Talbot Road East, all near the epicenter of the gas explosion 3 summers ago. It'll start no later than June 3rd and could take several months. Contractors will be there early next week before demolition. Breast cancer is striking more women in their 40s, 30s, even in their 20s. Researchers at the University of Ottawa told CTV News it's alarming because breast cancer in younger women tends to be diagnosed at later stages and is often more aggressive. Since the 1980s, the number of women diagnosed in their 20s increased more than 45%. The study recommends earlier screening. More family doctors are graduating medical school than ever before, over 1,600 this year. The Globe and Mail says the College of Family Physicians of Canada is very pleased. It says family medicine has reached a crisis point. And a record-breaking crowd in downtown Detroit last night for the first round of the NFL draft. The Detroit Free Press pegged attendance at 275,000 people, breaking the previous attendance record set in Nashville back in 2019. The draft continues at 7 tonight with round 2. The Buffalo Bills pick first. 68 players will be drafted over 2 rounds tonight. There's 7 rounds to get to by the end of the night tomorrow. The Lions are way down the list tonight, 4th from last in the second round. The Lakeshore Canadiens play game 2 against New Hamburg tonight at home. They won game 1. NHL action tonight, game 3 for the Rangers and Washington. The Canucks against the Predators. Jets play Colorado and the Oilers and the Kings. The Windsor Express are on the road for a game against West Virginia in basketball. Game 3 in the NBA for the Bucks and Pacers, Clippers and Dallas, and the Timberwolves and Suns. The Tigers have a matinee against the Royals. The Royals are coming off a win against the Jays, and the Jays take on the Dodgers tonight in Toronto. Sunshine, 19 today. The rain will start tonight. Windy down to 12. Rain, windy tomorrow and up to 25. And we could get showers or thunderstorms on Sunday with a high of 26. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.